to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're working together to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an educational program, a coaching program for real estate investors. What we focus on is teaching people how to use single family houses, apartment complexes, self-storage complexes, RV parks, mobile home parks, anything that produces cash flow, because our goal is to produce enough cash flow that we no longer have to work. We generally go about two times whatever we earn at our job. If we make $7,000 a month at our job, we try to build a passive stream of income around $14,000. This allows us to quit our job or go find a job we love or start our own business or whatever we want to do with our lives, because this passive income comes in for the rest of our lives. This is the only effective way to retire. The concept of saving your way to retirement, which requires you to save up about $3 million, is just too difficult for people. It's just too hard. I mean, think about it. $3 million means you have to save $150,000 a year for 20 years. $150,000 a year for 20 years. That's $3 million bucks. Now, there's two things going on right now in certain people's heads. The first is the reactive response. I had a guy email me, and he goes, "You shouldn't say that about you need $3 million. All it did was discourage my wife." You got to understand that that's the way she responded or reacted. That wouldn't be a response. That would be a reaction. Reactions are negative. Responses are positive. They're solution-focused and so on. So she reacted to that news that you need to save $3 million to retire. And I'm being brutal here, but crawled up in a little ball, started whining, got depressed, and did nothing. But see, another person hears that same piece of information, and instead of reacting to it, they respond to it by saying, "Wait a second, you know, I'll never save $3 million. But I could build a second stream of income. I think I better get off my butt and do something about it." That's the response. That's the correct thing to do. You know, yeah, it's daunting. I think it's impossible for most people to save up $3 million. So why not, you know, if you want $100,000 a year to build a passive income stream like that, it's about $500,000. One-sixth the amount. A lot easier to come up with $500,000 than it is $3 million. So, and have I seen people do it with less than $500,000? Of course, I've seen people do it with nothing. They started off with nothing and ended up financially independent. But I just wanted to get that out there for those of you who are reactors and get all depressed and whine and moan about it and do nothing. That's your choice. That's who you are. You're not going to do anything. It's easier to just whine about it, easier to complain and do nothing. It requires no effort, no risk. I take that back. doing nothing actually is the risk. If you do nothing but go to work, you get a job, you go to work, you're in the highest risk position you could possibly be in. You're the risk taker, not us. With that said, though, you have to think about this when it comes to risk. Is there anything in life that's worth having that doesn't require effort and risk? Name one thing that doesn't require effort and risk to achieve it. There is nothing. Every time you leave the house to pick up groceries, that's a risk. Somebody could be on their phone and rear-end you and break your neck. You're dead. Everything is risk. Asking out that beautiful girl, it's risk. And so worth it. Everything in life of value, building a second stream of income, buying your first Ferrari, traveling to Europe for a month, whatever it is that you want out of life, it requires risk. Nothing of value in this world doesn't come without risk. So those of you who are risk adverse, you need to wake up. You're taking risks every single day. The question is, are those risks taking you where you want to be financially? In other words, if you're risking, you're taking the big risk of just having a job, is it taking you to the financial position that you want to be in? It's not, is it? Come on, you're 45, you've worked 20 plus years, you're not in the financial position that you want to be in. What are you going to do? The same thing another 20 years? And expect to be in a different financial position? No, you're going to be in the exact same. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is a form of insanity. You know, it's insane to think like that. And then, you know, I have people say, well, I like a guaranteed paycheck. There's no such thing. No such thing. A guaranteed paycheck is the most deceptive, life-ruining lie that I've ever heard. A guaranteed paycheck. I hope that one of two things happens to every one of you. And this may sound mean when I say it. I want you to get fired, or I want you to get a pay cut so that it wakes you up to what corporate America really is. It's just a tool that you use to make a little money so that you can build your own business, your own passive income stream. We'll talk more about this when we come back from the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where we're talking really about risk and how people are taking massive risks, yet they're the ones that say, oh, real estate investing is risky. Not as risky as a job. So be cautious. The poor and the middle class are always afraid of the wrong things. They're afraid of investing in real estate. See, the wealthy are afraid of different things. The wealthy are afraid of living a mediocre life and retiring broke. That's what scares the daylights out of them. The wealthy are afraid of regret. In other words, looking back on your life and saying, man, I was just so scared I didn't even try. That is horrible. And the thing you got to understand about regret, and the reason you should be afraid of it, is because regret is not just on your deathbed. That's what I used to think it was. You know, you're about to die and your life's passing before your eyes and you see all the stuff you should have done and you get hit with regret. But that's not the case. It lasts from the day you retire till you die, about 20 years. You have to live with the regret that you did nothing to prepare yourself for retirement. That's painful. And the story is where I learned that was I was moving my mother-in-law into memory care when I met this Vietnam vet. He was 84. He had all his faculties, very sharp. And he was helping me move. And the conversation turned from his stories about Vietnam to what I was doing with my life. And he sat down abruptly. I literally thought something was wrong, you know. And I go, are you okay? He goes, yeah, I'm fine. He said, you know, Steve, I didn't even try financially. I was too scared. Now that I'm 84, I don't even know what I was scared of. You need to think about that. What are you scared of? Is it real? Or did you just make it up to keep yourself from having to take action? As harsh as this is, you made it up. You made it up. And you're hiding behind it. A made up lie. And you're hiding behind it to keep from taking action. Oh, rental property, it's tenants calling you all the time. No, it's not. Rental property, maintenance costs eat all your cash flow. No, it doesn't. You know, you make up all this BS and literally allow it to destroy your life. And this is where the ego comes into play. The ego comes into play because it doesn't like to be wrong. It hates it. It wants to be right. So what your ego does is it convinces you that what you're thinking is right. Even if all the evidence shows you're wrong, your ego doesn't care. It's going to block it out so that it can go, yeah, I'm right. Real estate doesn't work. No, that doesn't work. I'm right. And then 10 years later, you have no real estate. You can go, see, I told you. It didn't work. You didn't do anything. And ego-based living, if you're not controlling your ego, and I mean controlling it, dictating what it's attached to, your ego will destroy your life. An example of this, if you've got a Rolex watch and you don't have any passive income, epic fail. What are you doing with your life? Buying trinkets instead of assets? That's exactly what you're doing. Some of those Rolexes, $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, you could have bought 4 or 5 rent houses with that. And the cash flow from those could have bought you the Rolex. But what's your ego attached to? Is your ego attached to assets, or is it attached to trinkets? I guarantee you, 95% of Americans' egos are attached to trinkets. Cars, houses, clothes, jewelry, watches. It's all garbage. Now, some of you are going to say, well, Steve's a hypocrite. He's got the Ferrari. He's got the beach house. What does he mean? Those are all trinkets and useless. It's the order with which I bought them. What I did at a young age is I took control of my ego based off of Stephen Covey's work, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and Anthony Robbins' Unlimited Power. Once you read those two books and you understand how the ego destroys your life, you'll take control of your ego too. See, I took my ego from being attached to the Ferrari, the beach house, whatever, and made it attached to businesses, passive income, romance, and fitness. As a result, guess what I got? Businesses, passive income, romance, and fitness. Because your ego is such a powerful tool if you use it yourself instead of letting your brain use it. It will propel you towards whatever you attach it to. If you find yourself buying trinkets, and after you buy them, you're like, why did I do that? The answer is your ego. Almost every person in the world, 100%, has done it. You bought something to make yourself look wealthier than you are. It could be a car, a house. Those are the two big ones. I used to go in when I was flipping those million-dollar homes. I would go into these million-dollar homes. First floor, beautiful. Furniture, trinkets. I mean, just gorgeous. Go upstairs to inspect. There's no furniture on the second floor. They're broke. They bought that big house to impress the neighbors. They don't even have enough money to furnish it. I saw it not once, dozens of times, which was why I was able to say, look, I know your house is worth $1.2 million. I'll give you $700 for it, because they were broke. They had to get out of the house. So ego-based living can be good or bad. It's only going to be good, though, if you control your ego and get it attached to the right things. Then let me tell you about my trinkets. Because I attached my ego to businesses, passive income, romance, and fitness, guess what I got? The Ferrari, the beach house, the watches, everything. But you see the order? Assets first, bullcrap trinkets second. Where most of you are buying those trinkets first. And as a result, you're going to walk up to me and say, I don't have any money to invest. Hey, nice BMW, bro. You don't have the money because you blew it on all this crap. So, what's the solution? With all the negativity I've just given out, what's the solution? I've actually laid it out inside all that negativity. You've got to get control of your ego. You've got to get to a point where your ego is attached to romancing your wife, getting to the gym, and building passive income. Get your ego attached to those things, or a business. Now remember, a business is not self-employment. A business is means you disappear for a year, you make the same amount of money as if you were there. That's a business. Nothing wrong with self-employment, but I'm talking about businesses and passive income. So what the students at Total Wealth Academy are doing is they are investing in apartments, self-storage, mobile home parks, RV parks, and so on that produce passive income. And I'm looking at two deals in my email box right now. Both of them have internal rates of return 20+%. Now, some of you are going, well, I did that in the stock market the last couple of years. Yeah, the last couple of years. But the average for the stock market is 7% over the last 75 years. 7%. So that's your real rate of return in the stock market. We are tripling that. See why real estate investors get wealthy faster than stocks? It's just deadly. So much more effective. And life-changing because it produces cash flow. Now, with all that said, I forgot to do something at the beginning. I'm going to do it right. Well, I'm going to do it when we come back from the break. I've got a message for all the members of Total Wealth Academy that are Comres members and working directly with me. I want to talk to you when I come back from the break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and I want to speak to the Comres members at Total Wealth Academy for a moment. This is kind of an urgent call for you to take advantage of me. And it really comes down to, I got an email from a member today who hired me as a consultant and did not call me before he did a deal. He ended up losing 15 grand on a flip deal. If he had called me, if he had let me look over the deal, I could have told him in 2 minutes that that was what was going to happen and to not do the deal. This all also goes for the passive investments. Make sure that you reach out to me, because just because a deal goes out to the members, say it's a 500 unit apartment, doesn't mean that's right for you. Everybody's different. There's probably 4 or 5 different style investors in the group. And that 500 unit apartment might only be right for 3 of them. The other 2 should wait for the next deal. But if you don't reach out to me and you just go into these deals blindly, you may end up doing a deal that's really not perfect for you and your family. So bottom line is, don't forget that consulting fee you paid me comes with unlimited emails, phone calls, one-on-one consultations. Whatever you need to build your passive stream of income, you got it. But you got to use me. I'm not going to call you. You got to call me. Now, I prefer email first. I literally check my email between 10 and 20 times a day. I'm just an email addict. Send it to me. Tell me what you're thinking. Let's say you have five questions. Three of them can be answered by email. Two of them are too long for email. I'm going to answer the three by email, and then I'm going to give you a buzz and answer the other two. So please take advantage of what you paid for. Use me. And don't assume that just because a deal comes out at Total Wealth Academy, 500 unit apartment, 200 RV park, unit RV park, whatever it is, doesn't mean it's right for you. It's even possible that a deal that's right for nobody can come from one of these syndicators. And I got to shoot it down. But I can't shoot it down if you don't call me. So please, members, make sure you take advantage of what you paid for. Give me a buzz. Again, email, I prefer email first. In the worst case scenario, text me. I do not check my text, but maybe two times a day. I check email, like I said, 10, 20 times a day. So please take advantage of that. And let's make sure you get into the deals that are right for you and your family. Okay, let's open the phone lines now. If you've got a question about anything to do with building your second stream of income, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So the next thing I'd like to address, I think we touched on it day before yesterday because I had a guest yesterday, is the simplicity of single family investing and building your second stream of income. And I got quite a few emails because my explanation was incomplete. I ran out of time. I chased a rabbit, you know, and started talking about something else. So I got a couple of emails asking, you know, what's the average out of pocket? Well, I don't know how to do that because I don't see every deal that goes down. I do know this, though, that one member has done 21 deals this year, single-family deals this year, ranging from zero down, let me say that one more time, zero down to about 21,000 down. Now, when I just flippantly quote what it takes to buy a single-family house, I generally say $20,000 to $25,000 out of pocket. That really is, it's really a good number. If you plan on it, it's there. But what's going to happen is you're going to goof up once in a while and get one for nothing down. So your average obviously gets pulled way down when you get that, or one for 6,000 down or whatever. So I'm not going to hit the zero down deals. I'm just going to say it ranges from $6,000 down per house to $25,000 down per house. Next email was, what about flips? The flips can be anywhere from $35,000 to $50,000 out of pocket. Now, why? The reason they're higher is because we're buying higher end homes to flip. We're buying the $500,000 to $600,000 home to flip, whereas our rental properties are only $150,000 to $250,000. So you see why the total out-of-pocket is almost double. So that's why people who upgrade into the ComRes membership, I require them to have $100,000. They have to have $100,000 to work with me because they need $50,000 to do their first passive deal. That's the minimum to get into a passive piece of real estate. Any of you with $50,000 or more, IRA, 401k, 403b, I don't care where it's at, cash, in the stock market, mutual, I don't care. You can use that money to invest in these passive deals. But I want them to have the other $50,000 so that they can flip houses to generate more capital that they can invest passively. So they take $50,000 of the $100,000, invest it passively in a deal, say a 200-unit apartment. They take the other $50,000, go flip a house. If they make $50,000 off that flip, they take that $50,000 and put it into what? Another passive deal. They've still got the original 50 grand to do their next flip. Because some clubs will literally sign you up for their upgrade membership with just 50 grand. You put that 50 grand in a deal, where are you? You're dead in the water. Took you 20 years to come up with the 50 grand. How long is it going to take you to come up with another 50? You're going to wait 20 years to do your next deal? Totally ineffective. Totally ineffective. So that's what we're doing. The simplicity of single family is that it feeds itself, or what I commonly call the snowball effect. I try to sign people up that can save $1,000 a month or more. So it takes them, let's say, between $6,000 down and $20,000 down. Let's say the average of that, what would that be? It'd be, there's 14, so 6 plus 7, around $13,000. Let's say $12,000, keep it simple. So it takes them 1 year to save up $12,000 to buy their first rent house. But now that thing produces $400 a month cash flow. They now have the original $1,000 they were saving plus $400. They're now saving $1,400 a month. It now only takes them, what, 6 months? 7 months to save up, yeah, another $13,000 or $12,000. They buy a second home. Now they've got $1,800 a month to save. They buy a third home. Now they got $2,200 a month to save. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And it feeds itself, if you're wise enough, not to spend that cash flow. Keep living off of your earned income until the cash flow is double your earned income. Now, you don't have to go that far. There's some of you that are miserable at your jobs. You hate it. You need to get out faster than that. That's fine. But you're probably going to have to take another job to continue buying this real estate. Now, the next question that people have is, well, when you quit your job, doesn't that mean you can't qualify for mortgages anymore? Not at all. Doesn't mean that at all. Because by then, you've got multiple tax returns showing all of that rental income. That rental income counts, and you can continue to buy rent properties. Okay, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break. You can call me at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we've been talking about the snowball effect with rental real estate and how it allows you to buy property faster and faster and faster the more that you own. And also the fact that no matter how much real estate you own, when you quit your job, well, let me be careful. You have to have a certain amount of real estate before you quit your job, okay, in order to be able to continue buying rental real estate. But if you have 100 houses, a lot of people are, isn't there a limit? No, there's no limit. There's literally a guy in town who has over 500 or 600 houses. I've not met him. Would love to. I wish he'd join our group and share all of his ideas and motivation with us. But yeah, there's no limit to the number that you can have. Okay, phone lines are open. We're in the final segment. I'm going to start answering some email questions. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, or give me a buzz, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. This first question comes from Marshall about commercial tenants. To be honest with you, Marshall, if you're doing commercial, I'm assuming this is a strip shopping center or something to that effect, or maybe an office building. You've got to do almost the same thing that you do with single family. You've got to run a business credit report. You've got to talk to the previous landlords, plural, their current landlord and their previous landlord, to see what type of tenants they are. You want to verify their income by looking at the trailing 12 months P&Ls. And what's the fourth one? There's one other report you're supposed to get. You know, if I can't think of it now, I'll email it to you later, Marshall. But it's four things total. I've given you three of them. The business credit report. Oh, the individual, the owner's credit report. Owner's credit report as well. Now, some of them are going to give you pushback on that. Say, well, this is my business. I'm not asking you to sign for it personally. I just want to see your credit report as well. If they won't let you do it, that would not kill the deal for me, but at least give it a shot. So the four things are business credit report, owner's personal credit report, talk to the present landlord and the previous landlord. Make sure you always talk to two landlords, never just one. And proof of income, which should be the previous year's P&L and a year-to-date for this year. I really like to get at least 18 months. So sometimes you have to go back 2 years. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, next is from, how do I say this, Rondale? Rondelette. It's a pretty name. You're using a property management company. Yes, you have to add them to your homeowner's insurance liability as co-insured. That is a normal request. Now, not every one of them does it, but there's nothing wrong with doing it. It's just protecting them along with you. Just remember to keep $300,000 liability insurance on each of your rent houses and make sure you have a $1 million umbrella policy that covers all of your rent houses, Rondelette. All right, hope that helps. All right, next question. You can call me 281-558-5738, 281-558-5, that's KSEV. 5738 KSEV, since you are listening to AM700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. This is just someone saying some kind words. Let's go to the next question. Thank you for the kind words. Okay, Joe. you're asking me to find deals for you, and I don't do that. My agents do that for my members, but I don't do that. If you're having trouble locating properties, it's probably because you don't have enough real estate agents looking for deals for you. A lot of people make the mistake of only having one agent. That is a huge mistake. I never had any less than 20, 24, 30 real estate agents that knew me by name, knew what I was looking for, and would find deals for me. I also never, ever deal with somebody who's not the listing agent. Ever. I only deal with listing agents. The reason is that way they get all 6% of the commission. When you get an agent, all 6% of the commission, guess who they call first every time? You. So Joe, I think your problem, and you can correct me if you want to email me, I bet you're only working with one, maybe two or three real estate agents. If you're not finding deals, line up 24 or 30 of them, and you'll start finding deals. Remember, Joe, this is just a numbers game. You know, you're going to turn down 10, buy one. Turn down 20, buy one. Turn down 15, buy one. Turn down 10, buy one. So don't be afraid of going through a lot of deals to find a good deal. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Okay, Ross. Yes, the law, he's asking about passive investing and if the law requires you to be a sophisticated investor. Yes, being a sophisticated investor is required by law, and be very, very careful. A lot of people, a lot, are lying about this to syndicators. They're representing themselves as sophisticated when they're not. If you do that, that is lying. And if anything goes wrong with the deal, syndicator steals your money, guess what you get? Nothing. Because you lied to get in the deal. You've got to be a sophisticated investor, and yes, our Comres classes teach you how to do that. Absolutely. Thank you. Okay. Next, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, I'm going to leave this person anonymous. This is a question. It says, look, I've watched your IRA class and how to self-direct it. I still don't understand. Well, anonymous, there's nothing to understand. You actually typed it in your email. You self-direct it. It's that simple. You take your IRA, go to Quest Trust, move it over to Quest Trust. Instantly, it's a self-directed IRA, and you can invest in passive deals. That's all there is to it. You're really, you know, you got paragraph after paragraph after paragraph here. You're making this way more complicated than it is. Something tells me you're an engineer. That's going to be my guess. But anonymous, don't make it too difficult. Just call Quest IRA, Quest Trust. You can find them on the internet. Call Quest Trust. Say, I want to self-direct my IRA. Can I bring it to you? They'll go, yeah, sure. Here's the paperwork. You fill out the paperwork, move your IRA over there, and now you can use it to invest passively in our deals at Total Wealth Academy. So please, don't make this harder than it is. It's just, you actually wrote it. Okay. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This comes from, wait a minute, I'm going to leave this anonymous. Do we build RV parks? Yes, we're right in the middle of building an RV park right now. Do we invest in existing RV parks? Yes, we do. If I join Total Wealth Academy, can I invest in RV parks? Absolutely. You do have to be a sophisticated investor, as I mentioned, but our classes will get you there. Okay, thank you all so much for listening, and have a great weekend.
Been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.